Lisa Murkowski isn't ready to say yet how she'll vote on President Trump's latest Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. The senator who might cast the decisive vote on this lifetime appointment says she's reading Kavanaugh's decisions and wants to hear from her constituents. And last night, really only one side weighed in. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin explores the political stakes for Murkowski.
The Senate schedule will keep Murkowski in D.C. most of August, so she experimented with a new way to reach her constituents, an online and telephonic town hall. Hundreds of people took part. A dozen got to ask questions. And a funny thing happened. Alaska is a red state, but not one person asked her to vote for Kavanaugh.
Why should Donald Trump be allowed to appoint a Supreme Court justice at this time?
Concerned about Judge Kavanaugh's approach.
I'm concerned about Judge Kavanaugh's support for the
Concerns about judicial nominee of Kavanaugh. I'm very, very much concerned about Roe v. Wade.
Murkowski told them she heard their concerns.
And know that I, too, do not want to turn back the clock when it comes to women's reproductive rights. I do not want to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
There's no reason to believe this was a representative sample of Alaskans. The pool was a self-selected group that chose to spend an hour on the line with their U.S. senator. But the Alaskans who got to ask questions were chosen more or less randomly from that pool. They were not screened by subject matter. At the Capitol the next day, Murkowski said the hundreds of listeners likely represented a range of views, but it was striking to her that most, if not all, of the dozen who asked questions were opposed to the president's agenda.
I don't know why. Perhaps it's, you know, if you are worried or concerned about something, you are more apt to weigh in publicly.
What Murkowski thinks of Kavanaugh matters. She's one of the few moderate Republicans who sometimes bucks her party. If she and all the Democrats vote no, it would sink the nomination. So the stakes are high. Still, Alaska conservatives aren't too worried. So says conservative talk show host Dave Stearin, who has a show on KFQD. Stearin says most of his conservative callers voted for Trump because of his potential Supreme Court picks. But Murkowski's lack of an announced position isn't ruffling their feathers.
I have not gotten 20 callers in a row saying, Lisa Murkowski better vote for Kavanaugh. I don't think they have a sense that she's terribly opposed to him.
As Stearin sees it, Murkowski supports the causes of her Democratic constituents so often she could easily vote to confirm Kavanaugh without paying any political price for it.
They need her more than she needs them. So you're angry at me. Boo-hoo. Look at my track record of voting to support you. And if I wanted to run and win again, I would run and win again. Where are you going to go?
Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says he's not hearing a ton of concern about Murkowski's vote on Kavanaugh either. He believes Alaska Republicans think she'll come around to confirm the nominee, even if it takes a while.
This is very much how she conducts herself. It's not a surprise, and she's very deliberative about these nominations, and she's being very deliberative about this one.
But Babcock says if Murkowski votes against Kavanaugh on philosophical grounds to try to preserve Roe v. Wade, the political cost to her would be dramatic. He says Murkowski has been clear that she supports the landmark court decision protecting abortion. Babcock says Alaska Republicans know that and have reelected her anyway.
But if she turns down a nominee solely because of one political issue, I think that would be very difficult for most Republicans to accept.
The chair of Alaska's Democratic Party, Casey Steinau, says Alaska women who support reproductive rights will hold Murkowski to account if she doesn't turn down the nominee.
I think if she goes ahead and supports Kavanaugh, like I said, I think she is just throwing the support of women, Democrats, Republicans, independents, all across the board, just throwing their support in the garbage and saying, I don't care what you think anymore, and I've changed my mind. I think it's a very strong signal.
Murkowski says she's reading all of Brett Kavanaugh's decisions and speeches to prepare for her meeting with him, so she can form her own opinion. Her impression so far? Murkowski says he's a learned man and a good writer. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.